Welcome. If you've read the manifesto on nightmareversusparadise.com, you know that this is about a lot more than just censorship. However, right now, I'd like to focus with you on how the action plan, the action steps on this page, will have a direct impact on reducing censorship and creating a more free internet. First, we're going to do an overview, a background, and then we're going to look at each of the action steps and how they make an impact. Let's begin. How does censorship start? Censorship is caused when corporations join together and form cartels. They make a deal, either written or unwritten, to team up and to form one big monopoly. And since there's no free market, since there's no competition, they get to make the rules. For example, if social media is only controlled by a few massive corporations, then they can decide what to permit and what to forbid. You don't have any meaningful options. You can't go anywhere else. These companies can not only control their content and control who's on their platform, by selecting the inputs we receive, they get to control our minds as well. And of course, keep in mind, it's not just the corporations alone. They're fundamentally intertwined with government, with lobbyists, subsidies, contracts. They have a tremendous vested interest in controlling what we say, think, and do. And sometimes it seems hopeless. They are so big, so powerful. What could an individual do? I believe that you have power, that we have power, both as individuals and as members of larger communities, to make a difference. The way we break up the cartels is by supporting smaller companies. Strategies range from buying local, supporting small vendors, buying direct from companies, using divergent search engines, and even supporting smaller governments. Wouldn't it be wonderful if your government mistreats you, that you have an option to move to a better government? Additionally, encryption is vital. It disintermediates these companies from your life and it anonymizes you. This means that the big companies, since they can't read your messages, earn less from ads. It also gives them less of an incentive to peep because they get less payback. For example, if Google knows your location but doesn't know anything else about you, that doesn't help them much with ads. Our data only helps them as a whole. If we give them less, they profit less and have less of an incentive to spy and snoop on us. Additionally, a company like Google profits, grows, encroaches because it knows so much about us and can make massive amounts of money selling our information. A startup can't compete. Returning control of our information to we the people lowers barriers to entry and allows small businesses, who are often much more ethical, to enter into the playing field. Let's begin with buying local. A big company, for example, Amazon, has global interests. Their big customers, for example, the CIA, with whom they have billions and billions of dollars in contracts, are the customers that they really care about. Us, the little guy, they couldn't care less, which is why Amazon lobbied very hard for an internet sales tax. On the other hand, a small business that's in your neighborhood, a local business, is often owned by a little guy, someone just like me and you. Similar interests, values, perspectives, and often someone who appreciates and values the customers. They're also not going to cancel you. Twitter or Amazon may throw you out of their platform. The local hardware store or coffee shop is usually a much more tolerant and open-minded place. Next, buying small. Amazon is currently worth about $1.5 trillion. Think about if we broke Amazon up into small stores, both physical in person and online small vendors. Think about how many stores that would be. Try to imagine the massive free market that would exist. Think about how many products, but also ideas, would be on our shelves. Now, it's not all or nothing. Sometimes a bigger store has certain things we need. There's a certain convenience, there's a certain selection. But let's give small businesses, both in person and online, the business we can. Next, encryption. Encryption is so valuable and so fundamental. In fact, it is our only hope for keeping the internet free. Encryption is the real long-term play, as we'll explore another time. Next is search engines. We know that Google records every single search and keystroke you put in. They record every location anywhere you've ever been. Why not keep your searches private? Why not take them out of your life? Google knows who your friends are, when you get up and go to sleep, your interests, your hobbies, if you're pregnant, and so many other things that should really just be private. Even if you're one of those people who really has nothing at all to hide, wouldn't you want to discourage peeping? Additionally, as Balagius points out, what's going to happen when these companies get hacked one day, and all of your information ends up online and exposed to the world? There are some great alternatives such as DuckDuckGo, SmartPage, especially Tor. Moving on to smartphones, what Snowden described as a microphone in your pocket. It's so easy to keep your communications private. WhatsApp is easy to install and use, and almost everyone you know has it. But there are even much better apps with much better privacy. For example, Signal. And for those who ask, how do we know if we can trust Signal? First, I've been involved in this for a long time. And I remember when Signal was being created and the people making it. These were the type of dissonance and master-level computer people you'd want to be making an encrypted software. Snowden recently pointed out, he said, how do I know Signal works? Because I've been on the run for 7 years, and I've been using Signal, and I'm still alive. So Signal is great. There's also Telegram, which has a lot of unique and out-of-the-box feature. However, it has been described as somewhat of a Wild West and does have a longer learning curve. But I do highly recommend taking the time and effort to learning and delving into Telegram and understanding how it works and what it can offer you. Moving on to email. Yes, we know from the Snowden disclosures that not only does the government collect all our emails, but it also stores them. While companies say, oh, our email is encrypted, Snowden showed us that companies like Yahoo were giving the government the encryption keys. In terms of emails to use and experiment with, LavaBit has a special place in my heart. Its founder, Lazar Levinson, literally shut down his company instead of giving us Snowden's information. Also ProtonMail and some other great options on my website. Social media, Twitter, Facebook, they have a history of controlling free speech and interfering with elections. The larger and more powerful they get, the more they'll tighten their grip and throw people off the platform. This means that quality will go down. Accuracy of information will be reduced, and the odds of you getting thrown off the platform after you've spent years building connections increase. It's important that we as customers give our business to other emerging platforms such as Gab, Parler, and True Voice. Additionally, as us customers patronize other social media apps and platforms, the free market will encourage the platforms to standardize. And what I mean is, instead of being locked into one type of social media, let's say Twitter or Facebook, or let's say even Gab, you'll be able to post on one platform and it will naturally cross-pollinate into other platforms. Apps will be created that will allow you to follow your favorite people across the spectrum on Twitter, Gab, Parler, Facebook, etc. We need to support a free market in social media. Next, the General Privacy Primers by the EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation, and Restore Privacy are phenomenal, and I highly recommend reading them. Next, online, try to use smaller companies. When you can, buy from them directly. Try to avoid Amazon when possible. Even if you love the shipping and you love the options and the design and layout of Amazon, you love reading the reviews, before you make the purchase, do a quick search online. See if there are other options. See if you can buy direct from the company. Many times, you'll not only be making the world a better place, you'll be saving money as well. Next, experiment with smaller platforms. And by this I mean, if you have a chance to use a blog over some big review site, read the blog instead. Give them your affiliate business. We want a free market of ideas and options, not only in political views, but in choosing a toaster oven. If we want to discover views, ideas, and products that are out of the box and different, we're more likely to find them if we support blogs that are not beholden to anyone. 10. This one's interesting, developing an alt. We all know that what we post online could stay with us forever. However, as the world becomes more and more online, we can't stick our head in the sand. We don't have a private island to retreat to. An alt, an anonymous idea pseudonym, allows you to express your ideas and see the world in a way you may not have thought possible. Next, check out the humor page on my website. Try sending a friend or family member, acquaintance, a joke or two. The jokes make the point about censorship and corporate dominance in fun ways, and then follow up with a link to Signal. Follow up with a link to follow up and say, this is why I support small businesses. Let's all do our part. Give it a shot. You'll probably get a positive response. 11. We've been trained to believe that copyright is vital for prosperity, for innovation. But what if copyright is merely a way of big companies squelching the competition? With their lawyers, they can patent and copyright their ideas, while the small guy has to worry about stepping on their toes. Consider the following. Amazon took out a patent on one-click buying. It gives them a massive advantage over their competitors and has massively, you might say, retarded the growth of the internet. Consider that websites have been shut down because of copyrighted materials posted in the comments section. Let's support artists that create their revenues by means besides copyright. 12. Giving. The EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation, is wonderful, as is the Tor Foundation. RestorePrivacy.com is great. Unlike many charities, where your gift will have a specific supporting the cause of internet freedom has a massive, leveraged, and almost impossible to quantify impact. If we keep the internet free, think about all the creators, all the ideas. Consider the innovation and the liberty that you are promoting. The concept of giving charity to support internet freedom seems abstract, but it is one of the most valuable, impactful, and just all-around good causes you can donate to. Here at Nightmareverse Paradise, we're not soliciting at the moment, though if you'd like to donate, there are definitely specific ways that you can make a difference. We also need volunteers in many different capacities, so if you'd like to be more involved, send me an email. 13. Join our email list. Have your friends join our email list. There's so much going on, and we're so busy, that an occasional reminder about those things that are important in life is invaluable. 14. Anti-dox, anti-cancel culture. When doxing is successful, when sending, so to speak, an internet mob after people works, when sharing people's addresses and phone numbers serves as intimidation, this only encourages this phenomenon. We need to be anti-dox and anti-cancel culture. And even if we think, oh, that guy deserved it, probably he didn't. Unless you want to be next, let's help and support those who are doxed or canceled and create a culture where this doesn't happen. Next, accept deplorables. In an age of groupthink, people have the courage to step outside of the box, to be different, think different, act differently. Are probably people who are a little different. Those who have less shame are less likely to be blackmailed. Those with a thicker skin will be more able to take the hit pieces and hate pieces. In the fight to keep the internet free, we're not looking for spiritual leaders. We're looking for radicals who refuse to conform. And so, if you're anti-censorship, Big Tent is the way to go. Next, and last, Bitcoin and other online currencies. They disintermediate the state, enhance privacy, and all around support the little guy. Super important. In conclusion, share this page and website with your friends and social circle. Take action with these meaningful and oftentimes very easy action steps. This may sound cliche, but let's work together to make the world a better place. Raphael Ender, out.